Welcome to the Greater South Florida Chamber Radio Show with your host, Board President John Kroll from Kroll Realty.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce Radio program on Saturday, December 17th. We're privileged to be here at Fox Radio, also referred to as Hubbard Radio in West Palm Beach, Florida. Normally with us this morning, we'd have our corporate trustee member and board president, John Kroll from Kroll Realty. We roll with Kroll. He's working on a commercial closing with John Mansour from Titan Funding. In studio, we have a new corporate trustee member, Marie Nicholas from Dog Training Elite. Very, very interesting concept. And what I'd like for you to do, Marie, is help me this morning. I want to get this reiterated to the listening audience. Number one, who is Dog Training Elite, if you would, please?
Good morning. Thank you for welcoming me this morning. Dog Training Elite is a family-owned dog training company with over 40 years of experience. So we work to train your dog so you have a strong bond with your dog and a good level of obedience with him so you can live a good life with your dog.
Absolutely. Now, how do your services differ from your competitors, if you would, please?
We use our experience because we have tried a lot of different kinds of methods. And so now we have choose the best methods and programs for a balanced training with positive reinforcement and conditioning. So what we do is we come to your home for a free in-home evaluation for your dog to see your needs and your dog needs. And then we make a demo with our own dog so you can see what you can expect from us. And then we tell you what package you should take, we think, in according to us, to train your dog the best way. And then we come to your home each week, 1 hour. We train the dog, we train the owner, and we give little homeworks so you can train your dog 15 minutes a day. And so in the end, we have group classes because what we want is your dog to be obedient even with duration, distance, and distraction. That's very important.
No, also, I know some people feel this to be true. Others don't. I want your professional opinion. Are all dogs trainable?
They are. Unless they have healthy problems like neurological problems, but all dogs. We train all kind of breeds or sizes, even aggressive or reactive dog. We can train every dog.
And how often are the training sessions?
So they are once a week.
Okay. Mm. And is it something you do it on a set day, a set time of day? Is there any parameters that go into it?
We tailor for the client. So You have people, they work all day long. They just need to work. In the evening, we go in the evening. We can go on the Saturday, on the Sunday. We have group classes on Friday and Saturday. So people can choose when it's best for them. And then it's tailored for the client.
Now, I want to touch on this. This is a key aspect. Do you train therapy or service dogs? And if memory serves me correct, you also work with the elderly as well as the military people, correct?
Yes, we do. We train a therapy dog and service dog. So the difference is that therapy dog is your dog working for other people, when a service dog is your dog working for you. So we partner with the Malinois Foundation. So we can train dogs for free for veterans, women survivors, with the first responder, and people who have autistic issues. And so the Malinois Foundation find the dog and finance it. They raised funds for the material, and we train for free.
Now, do you make special discounts for Christmas or special discounts for military veterans or seniors or handicapped people, anything along those lines?
Of course. We make discounts all year round. So what we do is that for Christmas, people have 10% off on any package. And then for veterans, they also, if they don't go to the Malinois Foundation because they have their own dog and they just want him to be trained not as a service dog, we made 10% off. We also make 25% on the second dog when we have people who have two dogs. So all year round, you just go on our social networks and you will see our discount all through the year.
I think one of the things that we're most excited about at the Chamber, and I was speaking with Katiana Heslop, I know you saw her at the event last week when we were in Tamarack at Colony West, where you'll be with us again in January and February for the upcoming health fairs. She oversees the senior welcoming committee through the Fort Lauderdale Airport and through the Fort Lauderdale Aviation Board, and they deal with service dogs. I know that was something she was excited about. And then obviously we saw the people from the Heroes flights there. I know that you work real closely with the veteran groups. So what we're looking to do, it's normally John would be here, like I mentioned, not to be redundant, but he's an alumnus from Westminster Academy, and our office is located inside of the Coral Realty Building, 56th and Federal Highway, like right by Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church, Westminster Academy. We're about a half a block south. And we're looking to do an event there in 2023. And one of the things we'd looked at was doing a family expo and a pet expo. It's something we used to do years ago, and I wanted to get – I'm sure it's something you'll be on board with, and we'll obviously have you as one of the featured sponsors for the event, because so many people on that side of Fort Lauderdale have pets. They're independently wealthy. They're successful people with kids and families, and they have the ability to go above and beyond to spend on their animals, which I'm sure you deal with on a regular basis. And I just think it's really neat to have someone within your industry class and on board with us now, to where we'll be able to refer you to people, because I know there's nothing worse than having a dog that doesn't mind, because I actually had dogs when I was younger, and I had one dog, for whatever reason, she lived so long, she was just did not follow direction. All her puppies did, but she wouldn't, and it was disheartening. And I was watching you at the event, how you were interacting with the small dog and the big dog, and it was amazing to see, you know, the commands that you could issue, because anybody that was there that was looking knew that those dogs were well trained. And kudos and hats off to you and Gus and your team for doing that. And I know we got about a minute left, so what I want you to do, give your pertinent contact information, web address, phone number, and talk about anything that you've got going on that you want to share with the listening audience. And obviously we want to have you on to conduct a series of interviews throughout the course of 2023. Go ahead, Marie.
So people can find us on social networks, on Instagram, on Facebook, also on TikTok. We try to do funny things on this way. So you can call us on 305-302-1909 or 305-407-3435. You can also go to our website on dogtraininglead.com/Fort Lauderdale, and you will find us. We work on Broward Zone and all around. And so, yes, just call and we come to you.
Awesome. Well, you know, we're really looking forward to working with you for the balance of this year. We're coming into the end of the year. A week from tomorrow is Christmas. Everybody I know is gearing up for that. And then obviously we're closed from the 23rd of December through, I believe, January 13th. But we have so many things going on in the 23 calendar year, and I know you'll be involved with all of those. And I just want to thank you and your team for keeping up the good work, and we want to make sure we can connect you with as many people who want to connect with you. It's been Marie Nicholas with Dog Training Elite. One more time, give your phone number and your web address, if you would, please.
So phone number or the 305-302-1909 or 305-407-3438. And dogtrainingelite.com/Fort Lauderdale. You can book your appointment on the website. You can find the phone number, and you can find any information you need on our website.
You and Gus are the best in the business, and we're really looking forward to continuing to work with you. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Business owners, the Greater South Florida Chamber is now accepting memberships. As an online member, your business can create pages, posts, and comments that add an extra dimension to your online presence. Direct mail newspaper and business directories are also available, with over 1,000 current members and 100,000 within the social network. The Greater South Florida Chamber can help generate business that fits your budget. Call today, 954-580-8802, or visit greatersouthfloridachamber.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce Radio Program. We're here at Hubbard Radio, also referred to as Fox Radio in West Palm Beach, Florida. Also have with us corporate trustee member Corrine from Right at Home Healthcare in Plantation, Florida. They're a new member, and we're really excited about working with Corrine and her team. And what I want to do is do a series of questions with you this morning. Number one, what made you choose your company, Right at Home Senior Care? Why did you choose to do that, buy that franchise? What was the reasoning behind it?
Good morning, Robert, and thank you for the invite. It's great to be here in Palm Beach for this radio, so thank you for that.
Yep.
So, first of all, I have to know that as a French, when I wanted to come here in the U.S., I wanted to change my life for the best, and I was a financial director for 20 years, so I've worked a lot with figures, but that's not what I wanted to do. I like to work with people, And I already did this long, long, long before because I dealt with the four of my grandparents, my beloved grandparents, and I was also the POA for my disabled uncle. So both of my parents are nurses, and I've grown up really in a family of caregivers, and we have always done this, and that's what we wanted for our beloved ones. And we had a lot of hard time finding caregivers for our beloved ones. It was very hard, so we had to do it by ourselves, and my parents had no life because of this. I wanted to change this. I wanted to do something that would enable me to find a real sense in my occupation of what I did for a living. That's why when I came here, I decided that's what I wanted to do first. Then I wanted to do it the right way. And to do it the right way, you know, it's not my culture here. I love this country. You couldn't guess how much I love this. But it's not my culture. It wasn't my language. It wasn't my habits. I really had to be able to rely on somebody who knew how to do this and to do this in with a good mindset, the same way I wanted to do this. So that's why I chose Right at Home. I wanted the franchise to support me. And this one was really the best one.
You know, it's ironic that you say that because we were the host chamber for the Franchise Expo on September 9th and 10th. And I believe Pam was there with us, if I'm not mistaken. We were at the Broward County Convention Center for 2 days. And there were over 500 different franchise opportunities that were supposed to be there. And I think 400 showed. And I could not believe the number of them that catered to the medical industry and healthcare services. And, you know, when I first met you recently when you joined, that's one of the things that I touched on when I was talking to John, our board president, because she's a really nice lady. And I go, he and I went through this together. Like in a, what was a, Pam was in there too with us. It was like a 4-year window where I had 3 funerals, my wife, my son, and my dad, and John buried 2 of his brothers. It was a real tough time because of COVID. You know, you're trying to work and block things out. And one of the things that impressed me, though, was some of the people that I did come in contact with that were working with my father, because he was 97 and, you know, World War II veteran, and he had cancer that he had beaten, but the Alzheimer's did him in. And at 95, you're talking about a guy that still went to the gym, worked out, read, walked, and it debilitated him, and it was sad to see that. And anybody that does what you do for a living, that's a special person to be able to touch people's lives like that, because, you know, a lot of times you're dealing with people that are not at their best because obviously they have compromised health conditions, and perhaps their behavior can change, or they may become uptight, but whatever it may be in their families are counting on you.
You can always change. You can always change something. And it's not only about care. I mean, clinical care or the way you do your job. It's a lot about your mindset, about what you want to bring in those people's life, because they have many, many things to bring to you, believe me. When you talk with them, okay, when you hear about their story, when you share, you cannot imagine how an enrichment it is for yourself. So they bring you so, so much. What you can bring to them, it's say something. I tell you what the first thing I say, let's start talking about living.
Right.
About living.
Correct.
You are an elderly person, but you have so many things to bring to us again and again, and you have so many things to live. So let us do what we can to help you start talking about living. And we have, it was a choice for us not to send our grandparents in some homes, you know, retirement homes, because I know what it is. So it was our choice to enable them to stay at home and to age at home. And that was the most beautiful thing that we did for them, because they've been, till the end, they were among the people that they loved, in their familiar environment, with their friends, with their pets, with everything that they wanted to have, okay, until the very last moment. That's what I want to bring. I want to bring life.
That's awesome. And it, you know, it's ironic because as I'm sitting here listening to you, I was sharing with you about my father, and I could hear, you can feel it come through me how much he meant to me. And I'm listening to you talk about your grandparents. And for the listening audience out there, it takes a unique individual that you're going to put the livelihood of one of your family members in their care, in their hands. And she does that. You know, that's a tough job to do. But but she's doing it, and she's doing it right. And obviously their franchise is an exceptional franchise opportunity. Another quick question, though. What's the difference between a nurse registry and CNA and right at home? Share that with the listening audience for people that might not know the difference.
Sure.
You were touching on a little bit, but go ahead.
Sure. So you can hire a registry to get to take care of your beloved ones, or you can hire a home health agency, and it's not the same. It's not the same because as home health agencies, we hire the people we work with, the caregivers. We train them. We check on them. They work with us. We want them to work in the way we want the mindset of our company to be felt by people we work with, okay, we work for. So that's something very important. When you have a registry, people just come and go out. You don't have any feeling of belonging to
right.
a company. You don't build anything with those people. That's not what we do. I wanted to do this also because I'm very concerned about bringing something to people who did not have the chance to make studies and don't have much money. They still have something to bring. What they have to bring is the heart, is the love, is the caring. Okay, and when you meet those people, you can feel that they don't do it only for money. They do it because some of them, they have a grandson, a son with special needs. They took care of their parents, grandparents, just because they did not have the choice to hire somebody to do it. Okay, they had to do it. So they know how to do it. And they did it first because they love those people. And when you can feel the bond that is created
that's awesome.
Between your customer and your caregiver, you are here to take care of both of them, not only your customer, because if your caregiver is not happy with you, she won't do the right thing or he won't do the right thing for your customer also. So you have to take care of both. You have to protect both, and you have to communicate with both.
You know, we got about a minute left. What I'd like for you to do is give everyone your pertinent contact information, phone number, web address, how they can get a hold of you if they want to reach out to you. I know we're going to be conducting a series of interviews with you over the course of the 2023 calendar year. Go ahead and give that information if you would, please.
Sure. So you can call us whenever, 954-357-2048. So 954-357-2048. Our website is www.rightathome.net/plantation.
All right. Want to thank you, Corinne, for being on with us. Want to wish everyone a happy holiday season. A week from tomorrow's Christmas. I know that you'll be out at all the upcoming events with us in 2023. Thank you so much for being with us, and have a wonderful morning. You can now hear this on the Fox app as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mom, I'm in a meeting. It's today? Okay, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Her mother's appointment was just moved up, so Amanda has to leave work again. If her mom had Right at Home, professional reliable caregivers could provide a ride to the doctor and other in-home care services. And Right at Home is an award-winning national company, so Amanda could have peace of mind too. Visit TrustRAH.com and get the right care right at home.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce radio program on Saturday, December 17th. We're privileged to be here at Fox Radio, also referred to as Hubbard Radio, West Palm Beach, Florida, a week from tomorrow's Christmas. Want to thank Sharina from 97.9 WRMF. She's a personality on the air for taking care of us for all these years and helping us to make it through this period of time when we started doing this to have a voice for our chamber members so they could get their verticals out during the pandemic and post-pandemic. And one of those people has been with us for a number of years. He's in studio with us this morning, longtime corporate trustee member Pam Capuccio from Credit Create. Folks, if you go to creditcreate.com, take a look at the algorithm machine, take a look at the system that she uses to help individuals improve both their personal and business credit. And it's a tricky thing. They're different situations, and Pam knows this inside and out, and we have limited time this morning, so I want her to get right into it and share with the listening audience how she can help the individuals, because I know a number of people, she's improved their personal scores and helped lift that burden of being, if you're bound up personally, generally it rolls over into your business for some odd reason. The people generally make the same mistakes. And I want Pam to reiterate to people that that doesn't have to be the case and how she can help them both from a personal and business standpoint. go ahead and let's get into it this morning, Pam, and share with the listening audience what you can do and how you can help them.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
It's so good to be here again. Well, as Rob said, I'm Pam from Credit Create. You could reach me at 561-339-5000, or as he said, visit creditcreate.com. What we do is a couple things for people. We help restore your personal credit by looking for errors in the credit reporting and having those derogatory items removed from your credit. That really helps your score and helps you get everything cleaned up so you're ready to move on financing. Also, we have a program which I really do believe everybody should be on, and I'm shocked when I hear people aren't or they're not that interested. It's, if you go on our website, it's under Do It Yourself. And what it is, it's an algorithm that will give you all kinds of help. If you have a 600 score and you want a 7-something for some reason to get a good financing, you put like 760 in the score simulator and it pulls your credit report and it will give you all action steps to get to where you need to be. If you are paying your bills off and you put in all your finances and you find out where you have a little bit extra money, you put that money in the money simulator and it will actually tell you which account to put that money on and how many points your score will go up. With that system, it's called the point deduction system. Instead of getting a regular credit report, you'll get a report that will say like Discover, 2 points, Capital One, 20 points, you know, whatever it may be, there's a point value next to it. And that's how many points are being deducted from your credit score. And then it gives you action steps, how to get them, how to retrieve them back. So your score will go up. There's so many parts to this, even a financial pay calendar, when to pay your bills. And it's not the due date, it's the reporting date. So say you need to get financed, you don't want to wait that extra 30 days. You want to make sure it's reported right away when you're paying it. So you know all this. And it has a plethora of education on there. I really think most people get a lot of help from that. People think they're paying off their credit cards and they say, oh, my score didn't go up. You put it on the wrong account. You may have brought the balance down, but you weren't playing with the score where it will go up. So again, creditcreate.com, go to Do It Yourself. It's an amazing program. If you have a lot of other derogatories, medical bills, all that, of course, sign up with us and we do everything for you. The other part we have is building business credit. So many people bootstrap their businesses, and there's so many entrepreneurs nowadays, with their personal credit. It really doesn't work. In personal credit, there's something that is called utilization. Anytime you're going over 30% of your credit limit on that card, you're hitting your score. You're hitting your score. It's going down. So in business credit, you build with your EIN number for business cards. There is no utilization. There is no inquiries that count like in personal credit. Every time you apply for something, you're getting hit with a hard inquiry, which is also taking your score down. In business credit, you don't have those things. They judge you on your ability to pay on time. So now you keep your personal and your business. And there's no reason why they should really interfere with each other. So we help people with their personal credit, clean it up so they have can get more funding with business. Because now, of course, they're going to look at you as the individual.
One of the things that I think amazed me when I took a look at this originally when you started this a few years back was the fact that you were able to work with businesses and you were offering incentives for them to, you know, clean up the credit for whether it be 10 employees or one employee, whether it was for the business owner and his family or there was an individual on an individual basis. Talk a little bit about some of the rewards programs you created and some of the incentives that you offer through your website for the listening audience and for members of the organization, if you would touch on that.
Well, what we do also is work with business owners that want to purchase the program as an employee benefit. So That is with our do-it-yourself program. And this way, your employees are building their credit. They know you're helping them. As you know, as even employers, you want to have employees with good credit. That's part of the thing you do is you check their credit to hire them. So now you help your employees with very good credit. They have better staying power. They can purchase things. And they're happy with the business. So I find that when you get in on a business and help your employees build their credit, and it's a simple program, it really is very easy. And then you do that as a perk for them. So you could also give me a call, and we'll talk more about that and the pricing for those for that.
You know, we got about a minute left. Pam, what I want you to do real quickly, give everyone your pertinent contact information, again, how they can get a hold of you, and then reiterate in about 30 seconds or less the difference between the personal and business credit again so people know when they're reaching out to you why they're doing so. Go ahead, if you would, please.
Sure. The contact information again is Pam, 561-339-5000, and the website is creditcreate.com. And your question was the difference between personal and business credit. Personal credit, when you use that up, like for instance, I really made a mistake and just bought a new couch. And I put it on my credit card and I put it on the wrong credit card. I didn't put it on a 0% interest one, number one. And number two, I went over 30%. So it dropped my score like 60-something points. So I have to hurry up and pay it to get it underneath that 30% utilization. If that was business and I had to buy furniture for my office, I could have maxed out that credit card and it would not have affected me at all. So, you know, there's a lot of things to learn and I'm here to talk to everybody about it. I actually love helping people, and feel free to go on my LinkedIn page or email me. I'll send you my calendar and we'll have a Zoom call and I'll answer all your questions. That would be a free consultation. And for business credit, between now and January 1st, we're offering $500 off for any business that wants to get involved in our program to build their business credit. You just have to call me up and say Pam on the radio and you will get a different contract.
Pam, thank you so much. Once again, it's Pam Cappuccio, corporate trustee member, Credit Create, creditcreate.com. You'll see Pam at all the events in 2023, and she'll be a regular on our weekly radio programs. Thank you, Pam. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to everyone. And thanks again for having me on the show.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us.
Want good credit? Credit Create empowers you with a one-of-a-kind monitoring system using a proprietary algorithm with point deduction technology. Now you can understand why you have the score you do, what accounts are costing you points, how many, plus how to build credit to boost your score. Need more help? Credit Create's trained analyst will challenge your negative accounts on your behalf. Business owners, receive $500 off Business Credit Builder. Just mention Pam on the radio. Visit creditcreate.com today. That's creditcreate.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. We're here at Fox Radio, also referred to as Hubbard Radio, on Saturday, December 17th. A week from tomorrow is Christmas. I know that we have with us a longtime corporate trustee member in clinical care medical centers, and we're privileged to have her as a regular and a staple on our weekly radio programs. Normally with us would be the host of our weekly radio programs and our board president, John Kroll from Kroll Realty. We roll with Kroll. He's working on a closing right now. And what I'd like to do this morning, Yvette, as we close out the 22 calendar year and go into the 23 calendar year, we're so excited about so many things that are going to be happening, including the health fairs in January and February that you're title sponsor of, as well as all the other events that where you're going to be sponsoring those with us in the 23 calendar year. So what I'd like for you to do, for anybody who may be a first-time listener, give the pertinent contact information. Some people may still remember it as Miami Beach Medical Group or Miami Beach Medical Center. And obviously, a lot has transpired since the merger. You guys are the largest in the state, the biggest in the state. Obviously, it's very prevalent in Dade County, as well as now Broward and Palm Beach County. I know you're expanding all the way up into Orlando. And I just want you to share with the listening audience a little bit about your organization, what you do, how you do it, and how you can be of assistance to people, if you would. Go ahead, please.
Beautiful. Yes. Good morning to everyone. My name is Yvette Zuliani. I'm the broker relations manager for Clinical Care, which is our the name under which we practice. And at Clinical Care, we've been in the industry since 1997. We started out as a cardiologist care center, and currently we provide primary cardiology, arthritis management, dental, vision, optometry, psychiatry, endocrinology, podiatry, acupuncture, massage therapy, nutritionist, diagnostic testing, all under one roof. Now, one of the benefits of being a member of Clinical Care is that there's zero copay for our member. All services provided in the center under their current health plan has a zero copay for the patient. And you still can see your specialist outside of the center as well. We, you know, we pride ourselves with still being, even though we're a large company, we still have that family feeling. We care for our patients and everything that has to do with the patient physically, mentally, and even economically, we care. We have access in our center, so we're able to help those patients apply for additional benefits through the state and food stamps and assistance with their electricity. So we're there to help, not just on the medical side, but on the personal side as well. We wish everyone a happy holiday. It's been a blessed year, Rob, getting to do business with you and getting to know you on a personal level has been wonderful. And we just want to remind the public, hey, we're here for you. We will be open every single day. Give us a call. Go to our website, clinicalcaremc.com, and look for a location near you. And we are in several counties. And you can reach me also at 786-944-3234, 786-944-3234. We have many different locations in Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, Polk, Hillsborough, Pinellas, Pasco, and Orange County. And we're looking forward to all these wonderful events that we are planning, Rob, in January, starting January 25th, our health fair, our first health fair of the year in Tamarack at Colony West, and more to come in February, March, and throughout the year.
Absolutely. And anybody out there who may be a first-time listener or tuned in halfway through this interview, that when you go to Clinical Care Medical Centers, what you're doing is they're picking the patient up, they're taking them into the facility where they have an opportunity to see their primary physician. And then if they have specialists that they see, which so many of our elderly do, whether it be an optometrist, podiatrist, physical therapist, dermatologist, whatever it may be, for lack of better grammar, it's like a one-stop shop for all their medical needs. And then above and beyond that, there's nutritional counseling, daily activities, companionship. I kid you not, I tell people each week when we do this, if you go into Clinical Care Medical Centers and you go to their activity room, their day room, there's a couple hundred people in there. That's more people you're seeing at a majority of the average events that you go to. And that's on a daily
basis. There's always a party.
You bet. You folks do it the best. I give you that. And we're really excited about the partnership. On the 25th of January, we'll be at the health fair at Colony West. The next day on the 26th, we're at the Lifestyle Expo at Charlotte Bury, and we're at Mariposa January 31st. We have so many different things going on in February, March, and April, and throughout the balance of the 23 calendar year, and you'll be with us every step of the way. We're just really thrilled about the relationship and working with you and Silvio and your team, and I cannot thank you enough from the bottom of our hearts for everything you bring to the table. And it's wonderful to work with a team like yours. Because another thing, folks, if you go into their facilities, and I put people to the challenge, there's tangibles and there's intangibles. I've been in a number of their facilities from top to bottom. It is a taut ship. It's run the right way. And all the people are doing what they're supposed to be doing. Excellent customer service, clean, great environment, wonderful atmosphere. If my grandmother was alive, that's where I'd want her to be, because she would be in good hands. And anybody out there in the listening audience, you know, that's where you want to go. If you have people that need these type of services, count on Clinical Care Medical Centers, because they're the best in the business from top to bottom. That we got about a minute left. Why don't you give everyone your pertinent contact information until we have you on again next week. And we'll be looking forward to speaking with you for years to come and in the 23 calendar year. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Yvette Zuliani with Clinical Care Medical Centers. My number is 786-944-3234. 3234. Call me or text me with your questions, and our doors are always open to you. Rob, I couldn't have said it any better than you did.
Thank you.
Call. We'd love to welcome you into our family.
Thank you, Yvette. God bless you. We love you. You and your team keep up the great work, and we will see you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Business owners, the Greater South Florida Chamber is now accepting memberships. As an online member, your business can create pages, posts, and comments that add an extra dimension to your online presence. Direct mail, newspaper, and business directories are also available, with over 1,000 current members and 100,000 within the social network. The Greater South Florida Chamber can help generate business that fits your budget. Call today, 954-580-8802, or visit Greater South Florida Chamber.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce radio program on Saturday, December 17th. Boy, tomorrow, a week from tomorrow, will be Christmas, December 25th. We have with us this morning, we're at Hubbard Radio, also referred to as Fox Radio in West Palm Beach, Florida, where you can hear us on the Fox app. We have with us corporate trustee member Jade Hoffmeister, also referred to as Nurse Jade. And the company, folks, is Flow2Glow. That's F-L-O, the number 2, G-L-O, flow2glow.com, and it's Flow2Glow Wellness. It's restorative therapy. It's an option for people who are interested in building better health from home to take advantage of holistic prescription products delivered right to their door. And it's really an interesting concept because, you know, she specializes in glutathione, NAD, but also the vitamin B12 shots are a really popular thing. I can attest to the fact that I felt 20 years younger after doing a series of those shots. God knows I needed that. But I think the neatest thing is the four-step process, which I'd like for you to touch upon, and how that works. You know, when someone gets involved with your organization, obviously they start their free visit and fill out their medical history form, select their subscription. You help them gain physician approval, and then they start building better health through the packages that are mailed directly to their homes. And the neat thing about it is she offers a face-to-face video call for your first self-injection, or if there's also an option where she'll come to you. So it's really, she covers all the bases. And what I want you to do for the listening audience, a lot of people are not aware about the free radicals and the problems that they cause within cell depletion and aging, and how you specialize in helping people look better, feel better, and improve their health. And we have limited time, so I want you to touch on, you know, the glutathione, the NAD, and then that four-step process and how you can help people do this right from the comfort of their own home. Go ahead, if you would, please, this morning.
Hi, good morning, Rob. Thank you so much for having me today. You just did my job for me. You did an excellent job explaining the four-step process. Thank you so much. So what we do here at Flow2Glow is that we specialize in holistic, natural, anti-aging products. Our aim is to give you a defense mechanism, and that is exactly what Flow2Glow does. We give you a defense mechanism so you can age gracefully. So what we do, we have products that help you to reduce the effects of aging, premature aging, also called early aging, and the complications of aging. So I usually ask people, what do you have in your anti-aging arsenal? And you touched briefly about our free radicals. So I want to just touch very briefly on two of our favorite products that we have, and that is geared towards 55 and older. Why 55 and older? Because that demographic is more at risk. Why? Well, let's start. Glutathione, for instance, also called GSH. You can easily Google GSH benefits, glutathione. And what glutathione is, real quick, is it's an antioxidant. And when you think of antioxidants, I think of a scavenger just roaming around looking for broken cells, mutated cells, damaged cells, that those are called free radicals. And those attach to healthy DNA. And that research shows that decrease of glutathione is directly correlated to chronic illnesses and diseases. Now, I know you've heard me talk about NAD, right, Rob? The brain restoration one?
Absolutely.
Right. So that one is for people that have, again, 55 and older, I specialize in, frequent forgetfulness. confusion, dementia. If you have a propensity in your DNA for dementia or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or degenerative diseases, NAD is the answer. I've heard nothing but good things about NAD. There's all kinds of awesome research out there. All you have to do is just Google NAD benefits. That's the brain restoration product that we have. So let's real quick, Rob, you asked me about the four-step process?
Yep.
So what you do, you go on my website. It's called flow2glow.com, no W's. And what you'll do, you'll just go to the Buy Needs tab. And if you want to work on anti-aging, you want to work on weight loss, you want to work on your foggy brain, you want to work on diabetes, hypertension, fatigue, you want some energy, pain, definitely pain and fatigue is a huge one that we address. You would click on that, and we'll take you to the products that addresses those signs and symptoms or whatever it is that you're ailing from. Then after that, you will go ahead and purchase your product. Then you would fill out your medical history forms so that we make sure that you're a good candidate for the products. And after that, our medical director looks over at that. And then after that, we ship you your product, and you can start building better health from home. And that's our program. We call it Build Better Health from Home. Now, these are injectables, folks. We do provide patches. And the patches we provide, again, is glutathione and NAD. And I just, in fact, Rob, I had a lady last night text me about 10:30 at night, and she said, you know, I tried the glutathione patches, but I feel a difference, she said, in her pain level and her energy level. And she said she wants to try and start doing the injectables. And that's exactly what it is. People see how the benefits of it, and they start understanding the science of it, and then before you know it, they love it, and it makes a difference. It's a game changer, absolutely game changer.
You know,
does that answer the four-step process?
It does. It does. And, you know, and like Jade was touching on, folks, these are at-home injections, which are time-saving and effective. Avoid making appointments, spending money on gas, because, you know, for a period there, you needed a second mortgage to fill up a tank of gas here in the good old US of A. You know, it avoids going into an office and waiting for someone to administer the injection. You're taking your health into your own hands by ordering from the comfort of your own home. And obviously, she said, some people don't like needles. Doesn't bother me. Some people don't. So if that's the case, you try the GSH patches. As you mentioned, they're not quite as strong as an injectable, but they're still extremely effective. So with that being said, you know, I know that you had recently expanded over to this side of Florida. Lakewood Ranch is in that area, correct? Aren't you over there right now? You're doing a bunch of different promotions for the holiday season over there?
Yeah, exactly. I am here in Lakewood Ranch. In fact, I'm not too far from the mall. And our address, actually, I'm here at Elite IV Hydration, and their address is 9130 Town Center Parkway, Unit 103 in Lakewood Ranch. And what we do, and just like you said, Rob, we're promoting IV hydration, and we're specializing, one of our Christmas specials we're doing is called the Myers Cocktail. And people ask me, what is in the Myers Cocktail? Well, you get vitamin C, you get B12, you get B complex, you get calcium, and also magnesium. People call the Myers Cocktail the gold standard. And Myers Cocktail has been around for many, many years, since the 1970s. Myers Cocktail is for everybody, and it just makes you a boost of energy, makes you feel good, and a sense of well-being, and it lasts for about 2 or 3 days. Now, the other IV hydration treatments we do have is more symptom-related, whatever signs and symptoms you have, or if whatever your goals are. For instance, we have an immune defense. And we have high vitamin C in there and also zinc and B-complex. We have the hangover. You know, you drank too much last night. Christmas is coming up. People are, you know, having hangovers. Well, we have a solution for your hangover, and before you know it, it is gone. We also have a skinny knee for people that are trying to lose weight. We do have a brain fog as well for people that have cognitive function issues and just
memory issues, and it just kind of, again, it also helps with COVID brain, just like NAD does.
Can you give your pertinent contact information and then the information for you and Yana where you're at over in Lakewood Ranches again real quickly, please? Go ahead.
My information is as follows. Nurse Jade, my website is flow2glow.com. My phone number is 813-773-1003. Again, we're doing the Myers for $99, our Christmas special. Come on down and feel well. Thank you, Rob.
Give that address one more time there in Lakewood Ranches, please.
Yes, it is 9130 Town Center Parkway, Unit 103, Lakewood Ranch. And again, come on down. We want to take care of you. And your body will love it.
Business owners, the Greater South Florida Chamber is now accepting memberships. As an online member, your business can create pages, posts, and comments that add an extra dimension to your online presence. Direct mail newspaper and business directories are also available with over 1,000 current members and 100,000 within the social network. The Greater South Florida Chamber can help generate business that fits your budget. Call today, 954-580-8802, or visit GreaterSouthFloridaChamber.com.
Our next interview this morning is our board president and corporate trustee member, John Kroll from Kroll Realty. And I also want to talk a little bit this morning, John, about the interest rates. Hearing so much about it. I mean, I want to get your feedback on this. You know, I know that Mr. Mansour at Titan Funding says it's still a buyer's market, but I hear people talking about the interest rates. People are panicking. Let's get your take on it. As we come out of 2022, they said there's still a lot of great opportunities here in South Florida and throughout the country. And as we get into the 2023 calendar year, what are you thinking? What are you seeing?
Well, the National Realtors report came out, and interest rates were in October were in the sevens. And this month, they have come down in the six. So they're going to fluctuate, but they're on the rise. They're going to be going up. They were talking in the market of a down market, which is across the country. I got friends in California that are in the mortgage business. They're getting, California getting hit pretty hard because there's a 17% drop in real estate out there in the West. In the East Coast, it's more, well, Southern East Coast, it's about 4% in a difference. So I still think our area is going to be in the Southern area, so Florida area is going to be still consistent. I've been busy. I don't have any inventory. I only have like a few listings left, and we're pretty much moving the stuff that we have that we take in.
When you say going down 4%, is that prices or is that inventory?
Just in general, the market share.
Inventory.
Overall, just sales and the whole gamut.
Okay.
So it's... you would relate that more to the sales, correct? It would be more on a sales drop. It's been about a 4% drop, which is due because of interest rate, because what happens is once the rate goes up, people can't qualify for certain homes. And the banks are getting very tight on lending money, very strict on requirements, guidelines, and whatnot. So that's why you need a seasoned agent. I mean, it's important. You know, a lot of people get in the business and they write a deal and then they don't know how to follow through with the deal and make sure it closes, because there's a lot of hurdles that you have to go through when you're in a deal. It's a start to finish.
I saw a friend of mine posted something on social media the other day, which was kind of interesting, and it was basically comparing what the market was like maybe 6-8 months ago, where everybody was paying either equal or above listing price but at a much lower interest rate, versus these days, you know, sellers are a little more flexible, so people are getting off the asking price at a higher interest rate. And the numbers that she was showing, basically it was either equal or in some cases actually less expensive today, even with higher interest rates, because they are getting better deals on the houses that they're buying.
That's
so
a great, great point. I would rather pay a higher interest rate and get a house at a lower price. Because you can't change
interest rates. Go down at some point.
Exactly, you hit it on the head. Because it is you can't adjust that price once you buy the house. That can't be adjusted. It's fixed. You know, and you're talking, you know, houses selling over appraised value. A lot of these deals, people were lined up to buy these homes. So, and you know, they were writing deals that wasn't contingent upon appraisal. So people were eating that difference. You're talking, you know, good money, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000. Sometimes a lot more than that. Depends on how, you know, hot that neighborhood is. You know, it's locations, like in Coral Springs, the school system's good there. You know, certain people want to be in those areas. And
how busy John is. They're calling him off the hook right now. There's a phone. There's a house available. So
the phone just keeps ringing. I can't stop that.
It'll be interesting, though, if interest rates do get in the in the teens, because that gets a little scary for most of us who don't remember the 70s and early 80s when interest rates were through the roof. So
yeah, well, I was in the business back then. I started in 81, so I was at 18%. So it's just with real estate, you navigate for myself. In that profession, you navigate into different avenues. You get into rentals and different things to generate income. But for the consumer and the customers, it's tough. A lot of people don't have cash to come in and buy these deals. So, but again, always the market works for people. They'll come up with a program. Now they got the buy down programs, the three five programs, where you can buy the interest rate down, or you can have concessions. They'll up the concessions for the sellers to pay to buy down that interest rate, so that way you can carry it on until the economy hopefully gets normal. It looks kind of doom and gloom with things, the way things are going with the government and stuff, and that, you know, what's happening there affects everybody. Especially,
but isn't there a positive in a way to all that's going on with the regulations and banks tightening up, and the fact that they're weeding out people who really should be buying houses, who have the ability to buy houses, versus, you know, 10 years ago when people were basically letting anybody buy houses, whether they could afford it or not afford it, and we, you know, had some significant bubbles. Is that
Well, it affects the economy. If you're not selling houses, you're not making the economy stimulate. So the economy is driven by that. I told Rob right when this election went down, I say, watch gas rates go up. They're going to shut down. They think they know what they're doing, and they don't. They messed up our economy, and they shut down, and we were very stable. And just for whatever agenda they're in, it just messed up everything. So, you know, ownership of houses drives so much business for all kinds of avenues of people, and the benefits of owning opposed to renting.
But wasn't it a little ugly a few years back?
Oh, the problem is
we're getting mortgages that couldn't afford mortgages.
Exactly. Well, that's called greed. Okay, that's what hit the spot. That was during Bush. That was George Bush back, and he opened up the market with that. So he had to get something going with the economy. So he opened up the guidelines for lending. So, and that people took advantage of that. That's right. People will take advantage of certain things. The regulations weren't there to govern that. And a lot of people should have gone to jail that didn't go to jail for that period of time. But yeah, it's, I can go on a whole tangent with that. So don't get me going with that.
Well, it's interesting because I had a conversation in the pool at the club with a guy from Canada. I did not know Canada there's no such thing as a 30-year loan
no,
in Canada.
No, the rates
you
are crazy.
You can't get a 30-year loan in. No. So it's there's a fine line there as far as what makes sense. But you're the guy to tell us how that works.
Oh yeah, I that's what I like to do. I like to consult people and help them out with that. I've been through the fire. Thanks for having me today. My cell number is 954-410-2301. Our website is www.crowellrealty.com. Give us a call. We'll help you out. We've been doing this for a long time. So give us a holler. Do you know that Kroll Realty has been serving homeowners since 1951? Hello, my name is John Kroll, second generation realtor, owner and operator of Kroll Realty. The market is on fire and we need inventory. So if you're thinking about selling your home, you need to give us a call. And you can reach me on my direct line at 954-410-2301. Or you can go to our website, www.krollrealty.com. So we're looking forward to hearing from you. Think of Kroll next time you're selling your home.
You've been listening to the Greater South Florida Chamber Radio Show with your host, Board President John Kroll from Kroll Realty.